where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. And the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
In my personal life, but also to reinvest in us professionally. You know, I wanted to make sure that, and we always talk about professional development, but what re-energizes us in our careers. You know, whether it be reading a great book like with Todd Whitaker, some of his stuff is great. You know, Dave Burgess's Teach Like a Pirate stuff is excellent. Ron Clark's books have been excellent for me. You know, and going to some fun professional development. Those are other areas that I, you know, reinvest in yourself professionally as well, because that also can reinvigorate or re-energize your career.
I know
you
mentioned a couple of books there, and I've read a few of those. Is there any way, as an administrator, that you can get your team on board with reading some of these books that energize you without it being just another thing for them to do? I mean, have you thought about how to incorporate any of that, or do you just kind of let it go on Ed Camp style for their summers and their own PD?
Right. Well, we do some of that too. I've hosted an Ed Camp in our area for two out of the last 3 years.
Yes, you have.
Last year on it. But I plan on trying to do something like that again. But one of the things I try to do, if I've got a book, when I first came in here, I bought two books for my leadership staff. And one was Shifting the Monkey by Todd Whitaker, and another one was Fish, and I cannot remember the author's name right now, but both of those books, and basically just came in, and we did a book study on both of those, just to, every time we had a leadership meeting, we discussed what was in the book and what we thought we liked in the book. We did a Twitter book study on the Shifting the Monkey, but it was just, I think, providing the books and hearing the effect that they have on me personally. I'm hoping that is a motivation for them to read it, and I ask them as well what books they'd like to read and talk about, because we do try to do some kind of discussion throughout the year about books that we've read, and whether it be a group study or just we talk about the things that motivated us individually. So and I've tried to do another thing I've tried to do since I've been here at Idabel is I've brought in some really well known speakers, and I brought in Ron Clark 1 year to talk to my teachers at the beginning of the school year.
He's amazing.
He is, and I mean, I had every one of my teachers want to go to the Ron Clark Academy, you know, just investigate it more. Brought in Dave Burgess last summer and before school started, and he was a blast, and really motivated my staff and all of my teaching staff. And unfortunately, this year the budget situation the way it is, I'm probably going to have to hold off another year before we do something else major like that. But I've really tried to bring in those speakers and introduce those books that are motivational or inspirational in some way.
I love that. So I've been to the Ron Clark Academy, and I know budgets are awful, but if there was like one thing that you can, like, all right, I'm sending one teacher out there this year, like, find some way to do it. It was probably the most amazing experience I've ever had in my life. And his new book, and it's not too new anymore, that Move Your Bus, have you read that one?
No, I haven't read that one yet.
So that one was really good for me with my team, because in it he talks about runners, walkers, riders, and just the one word was able. I was like, all right, are we going to be walkers today? Are we going to be runners today? And they all got it, and they were all, you know, it really was a great motivator. So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I'll have to get that one.
All right. Well, Doug, that's all the time I have right now. I really appreciate your chat. I love the enthusiasm that everybody has whenever they're in these chats like this. So
that is, even Oakland Ed chat, that's something that really gives me the energy, because when I see everybody else's enthusiasm on the Oakland Ed chat, that really does energize me to go out and be a better administrator and better educator. So that's one reason I really push it with my staff here, and they still haven't bought in really a whole lot to the Twitter atmosphere yet, but I'm still pushing it. And but it's really something that's been a huge motivational for me and really helped me as far as my academic career as well. So I'm just excited that people that it's caught on and that so many people participate.
I love it. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it.
All right. Welcome back to Oakless Said, where I and Mr. Scott Hazelwood kind of rehash the Okla Ed Twitter chats from each week. And this week we were we had the privilege of being hosted by Doug Brown, and he is a superintendent in Idabel. And our topic was re-energize and reinvest.
Yeah, I think summertime's a good idea to spend some time re-energizing and reinvesting, because we invest a lot during the school year. And I know we've had a couple of chats sort of along these lines, but each one's been unique on its own merits. So
yeah. Well, and it's, the different versions of the questions mm-hmm. Help you think about things in a different way. And I really like this chat.
Yeah, it was a good one. A real quick one to mention that you can find Aaron on the Twitter at ebarnes73. You can find me on the Twitter at teachfromhere. And you can find Doug, should you choose to follow him. And I recommend it. He is at DougEB00.
On the Twitters.
On the Twitters. Do you remember Dougie Fresh from the 80s?
No.
Okay, well...
Because I was very young in the 80s. I'm sorry.
Okay. Maybe I just dated myself. Which is weird.
I was alive in the 80s. That's good, you know.
That's important news. Question one, Aaron. Take us away.
Question one, what are your plans and suggestions for reinvesting in your relationships with family over the summer? And I think a lot of people missed that family word because mm-hmm. I saw a lot of answers that revolved around how, or maybe their family is their school peeps.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. So what are your plans with reinvesting in your relationships with your family over the summer? And I am really trying to put technology down more often this summer and you know, get out and actually play with the kids and camp with the kids and do stuff like that. So
you're getting ready to go do that plan. In a couple weeks.
I am at the end of July, actually. So it's about a month, but still.
I thought you were going to Colorado in a couple weeks.
Oh, goodness.
So you're going to ISTE?
Oh gosh. Oh,
okay. So whose tweet did you like?
Thanks. You outed me. I'm in big trouble. I really liked Kim's tweet, Kim Blodgett, and she is at Kimber Blodgett. She said, put your phone down, get off Twitter, be present, listen without staring at a screen, less screen time, more F to F, face to face.
Yeah, that's
and I like that. And I, you know, that's what I'm gonna try to do too.
Our kids are on a screen a lot, which we sometimes grumble about, but then when we tell them to turn off their screens so that we can play board games, it's an easy transition. They just go right into it. We've got some great board games that we play.
We just bought Kerplunk.
We haven't played that one.
It's so fun. My 7-year-old is loving it. Like,
oh,
wants
really?
To play it over and over and over and over and
oh,
over.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We've gotten into, even the 8-year-old is into big, heavy games. We have this really complicated zombie game called Dead of Winter.
Ooh.
And it takes a really long time to play. It's like a marathon sort of game situation, but the 8-year-old is all over it. She's like,
really?
Hey, can we play Dead of Winter? Or, okay. But it's a sort of zombie game. It's pretty fun. We've got a couple fun games.
I haven't heard of that one.
No, that's a good one. It's more adulty than 8-year-old, but she
loves it.
She's good at that stuff. I loved playing Candyland with the kids, and I loved playing all those games. And then I loved when they started getting into more bigger games.
Sure, sure.
That's been fun. I enjoyed what Kaz Nelson had to say. She's at Kaz Nelson. She said that in addition to all of their activities, I plan to relax and play with my fam. Seems like a mom. I don't have, I don't often have opportunities to just play. And if you follow her on Twitter, her husband is the superintendent of ISI. She's the principal of the lower half of the grades at VSI, and those two people are busy. They wear so many hats in that small community.
Well, and she was an Ed Camp organizer last year, at least I know, and I don't know if she'll be doing it again this year, but yeah, she they just wear a lot of hats out there.
Yeah, a lot of hats. In fact, she sent me a Vox the other day. She called to just say hi that one of her good friends was in one of my sessions. She goes, I'm on the way to Woodward to get a part. We're cutting wheat. And so I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing in Western Oklahoma at this time of year?
You cut wheat.
You cut wheat. Question two was, what is your process to evaluate or reflect on your efforts of the past year? And I felt like when I was super active in the classroom instead of more administrative-y, I blogged a lot during the school year, and that helped me reflect on the whole thing because then I could look at that whole piece. But I really liked what Robert Anderson had to say. He's at Robin Anderson Zero, or she, oops.
Yeah.
I started journaling for the first time this year. Amazing what comes out of such a simple process.
It Bingo. Really is. Yeah. So I have put blogging kind of on a back burner when I went back to teaching this year. I was doing a lot of video recording of myself.
Right.
So I have gone back through to see which of those videos I thought I might keep for this year. And sheesh, did the process evolve. I mean, this was the first year that I did anything like this. So, you know, it's obviously going to get better each time. But golly, I've got some work to do because, you know, I'm just a goofball. And sometimes my ADD kicks in, and we went on long, long rabbit chases during the, you know, lessons. So
sometimes those rabbit holes are really fun to fall down, though.
Sure. But I really liked what Jason Perez had to say on this, and he is at JasonPerez75. I consistently ask myself throughout the year, have I made things better?
Mm.
And I like that. I mean, if you're always trying to self-check, what am I doing? What am I making better? I like that. I like that idea.
That could almost answer one of our later questions as
Indeed.
A mantra.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Question three, what books are you reading? So have you changed books yet?
I have not.
You're still in dissertation mode.
I'm still in dissertation mode, so all my books are pretty hoity-toity.
All right.
They're not good reading for other folks unless you have a super specific interest in communities of practice.
Well, I will be finishing Galapagos probably today and moving into Sal Khan's One World Schoolhouse.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. He is good. The creator of Khan Academy.
That's right. He's pretty good on his mathy stuff.
He is.
I don't know about his others. I just know, but his math is pretty reasonable.
Well, they've gotten a lot of other people to start curating histories and arts and finance. He's got a whole entrepreneurship course that he's got now where he's interviewing other entrepreneurs. It's getting pretty robust in there.
Wow.
They've got a grammar section for elementary. I love it. It's pretty awesome.
Sweet.
I did like what Angela Little had to say here.
We'll beep it out. Go ahead and say it.
Her book is awesome. She says she's starting the summer off with this book. And it is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a... I don't know. There's three letters there. But then there's something in between. And it looks like something happened here. It's by Mark Manson.
If you say it, I'll beep it. And then it'll be funny. But it'll still be clean. Oh, Aaron. Rhymes with puck, people. Rhymes with puck.
I'm sure they didn't get that.
I have to admit, I did click into that to see what's going on. Perhaps
I feel like I might want to see what that one's about.
Yeah. So Michelle Shelton, who is at Miss Shelton 5th, she said, teach like a pirate, lead like a pirate, kids deserve it. Crash Course by Kim Bearden, shift this innovator's mindset. I have not read Lead Like a Pirate. I have never read Teach Like a Pirate, although I was very familiar with Dave Burgess and what he does and some of his hooks and things. I am reading that. It's pretty good. I did read Explore Like a Pirate, which is on gamification. I thought that was fascinating.
Oh, okay.
I know Kids Deserve It. I follow that hashtag. And Oakla Ed folks, if you don't follow the Kids Deserve It hashtag, you're doing it all wrong. That is a great hashtag full of amazing, powerful educators. You got to dig into it.
Well, and I read Crash Course. I read that right before Galapagos.
Oh, is that pretty good?
I love Kim. Well, she's the co-founder of the Ron Clark Academy.
Oh, okay.
And so they're peas in a pod, those two. But it's a great book, and it it gives you a lot of ideas on things you could possibly incorporate into your classroom and your subject. She teaches ELA, but it's got great ideas for starters, like lesson starters. Mm. And so it's great.
Okay. So that would get two thumbs up from Erin Barnes.
At least one.
One thumb up is what she just showed me.
I don't have another finger.
So list some conferences, workshops, or other professional development you will attend or would like to attend to reinvest in yourself professionally. Joy Hoffmeister, who is the superintendent of public education, not just public education, but of education. She's at Joy for OK. She said, engage OK with a big smiley face. See you in UConn, Tulsa Union, Enid, Weatherford, Durant, Ada, or Cache. I hope for all my southern and eastern Oklahoma people, I said Durant correctly.
I don't know. I've always called it Durant.
But I think
so
if you're
maybe you were making fun.
I think if you're from there, it's a ooh.
Like a Miami?
Yeah.
Miami.
But I'm not from there, so I'm saying what I've heard from other people that are from there.
Okay. Are you going to any of the engages?
I don't know if I'll be able to go to any of the engages.
I'm going to Tulsa, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that's close to you, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. I went to iPad Palooza. I'll be going to iPad Palooza OU.
Oh, as will I.
Yes. And that's, I'd still love to throw a Hail Mary for ISTE, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
I'll put you in my trunk.
Will you?
Mm-hmm. It'll be weird, but we'll make it happen.
Okay. I will pack a camelback of water.
Okay. That's all you need.
Okay. But I really liked what John Bennett had to say here, and he is at JCBJR. Will be limited to self-study and Twitter chats. Most importantly, this one. And he does. He joins us every single week, and I love him. And I really do think that even if you can't make it to a conference per se, being a part of the OakLit hashtag is great professional development. If you actually do click into links and join the chats, and I think it's a great tool for professional development.
I know a guy that may be looking into that for a dissertation.
I heard that there's this gal. No, I'm just kidding. I wanted you to think somebody else is already doing it.
That's not nice. But I may try and sneak over to the Engage conference in UConn. We'll see. Just depends on dates and what's going on. Because my contract is, I don't have a contract necessarily, but my position is a 12-month. So it's a little more tricky because I don't have to write lesson plans for when I'm gone now, which I can't tell you how exciting that is.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Question 5.
What are your plans or suggestions to reinvest professionally in your staff or coworkers when the school year begins? And so do you know much about your coworkers or staff at this point? You kind of came in at the end of the year.
I came in the middle. Yeah. But with the way that USAO is set up, they're on trimesters even. So there's no really beginning and end per se.
Okay.
School's going all the time. We are making a transition into some lecture capture stuff. And so my colleague,
what are you using for that?
We're using a company called Panopto.
Okay.
And it seems to be something that is not super complicated that our faculty can use without stressing out a lot about it, other than the fact that they haven't had to deal with it before. So, but my colleague Ginger and I are going to put together some professional development through some flipped learning situations and through some hands-on face-to-face stuff, and we're excited about that. And the other thing that we do is we've put together a newsletter, and we try and share research-based practices, and we try and share what research has said about blended learning and flipped class learning. We try and share what is going on with our campus, and then we try and share a couple of really cool little techie tools that our staff can use. And so we've kind of been doing that once a month with them. So it's almost like a monthly deal. We're trying to invest in our faculty with different fun things. So
that's super awesome.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Well,
Seth Meyer said, and I really like this, and he is at Seth. Is it Meyer? Do you know him?
Yeah, Meyer. I haven't met him face to face, although I really want to go have a burger and beer with him.
We've had a couple of DM conversations, and I just like the guy. He seems pretty cool. But he said, real conversations show that I'm willing to do anything that I ask for them and listen to them. And I think that is so important. I love seeing administrators that are present and working. I know Jonathan Ashley at Johnny Curriculum said over the last 3 years, he's done 1,000 walkthroughs.
You know, Johnny Curriculum, I maybe could work for that guy.
I feel like I could
too. And I think Seth is flying his first ship this year also. I think this is his first year as the building principal. I think he's been an assistant before. And through my conversations with him on the Twitters, I believe I might enjoy working with him as well.
Where's he at?
Moore. He was over at Jarman, and now he's in Moore. So he's too far from you.
Moore, Norman, Del City, like these guys are all kind of in this great little bunch, and we need to. I wish I had more over here.
Well, you could move to the Oklahoma City area where all the cool people are.
I could, but I'm just trying to make Tulsa cool, you know.
All right, good luck with that. So Trey Kirkpatrick, who is at WDTK33. He said encouraging participation in some club, group, team activity to stay involved and let the kids motivate each other.
I like that.
I do too, because I grew up in all of that. I was a part of that as a teacher, and I just think there's things in there that doing those sorts of, putting kids in those situations, they just learn so much.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. So question six. Oh,
yeah, what were you gonna say? Didn't do this. I was just going to say I didn't answer question six.
Well, question six is, what are your plans or suggestions to re-energize your relationships with your family? Well, you're going camping and having fun.
Going camping, having fun. We're always Colorado together anyway.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We're just going to try to be present.
I think you guys do a good job of that with the way that you're set up with your unique schooling situation up there.
Yeah.
Already,
we try.
Yeah. I don't know that I could do what you're doing. I admire you greatly, and that's not a joker situation. That's for real life.
I find that it's so easy. Like I don't know. I might be insane, but I just like it this way. So
you may be right. I may be crazy.
You may be right.
Yes, I got it. Got you singing. Amy Presley, who is at STL in OK, said we promised a summer of adventure. Just consciously trying new stuff within a day trip.
I like that too.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, question seven. I believe in having a mantra. What will your mantra be going into this next school year to re-energize your school or class?
Me first.
Yeah.
One that I picked up several years ago that I try and use all the time, anytime I'm doing something is, I want to put myself in a position to succeed. That's my mantra, to be in a position to succeed. And when I was talking with this, and I actually picked this up from a coach, but I started using it in all my classes because position to succeed doesn't mean you're going to win, right? Like in life, you're going to win and lose. But if you're in a position to succeed, you can win. The opportunity to win is much greater. But if you're not in a position to succeed, there's no way you can win, right? So if you don't take the risk, if you don't go in for the interview, if you don't start the blog, if you don't put some of these risks out there, you'll never advance.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I really like, you've got to try. You've got to at least try everything except for vegetables.
Coming from the sugar queen.
I feel like if I know what they smell like, then I know what they're going to taste like. So I can X them off my list. But you got my tweet first.
Actually.
And I didn't realize, and I called her and you out on Twitter earlier this week. I didn't realize what she was referencing until, and then you already had it in here.
And what's really funny is that in the notes for the show, for the notes that Erin and I use, her notes say, dang it, you got it first.
You did. Scott is so good about getting in here and putting his notes in and finding his tweets. And I'm like a maybe Tuesday night or Wednesday morning before we record type person. You know, I'm a procrastinator. But he got this tweet first. So go ahead. Go ahead.
It was from Vanessa Perez. She's at V Perezzi. She said, a wise man told me today. And basically, she and I had had a text messaging conversation. And I don't want to go too far into the weeds, but sure. She referenced something along the lines of kind of being in a funk with stuff. And I go, get unfunky. We've got some crazy, we got some cool poo-poo to do.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty funny.
You can say it. We'll bleep it out.
Yeah, we'll bleep it out. We had some cool, we got some cool to do. There's the second beep of the episode. Anyway, it's a two beep episode this weekend, kids. But yeah, you know, sometimes as teachers, we get into these, we get into the cycle where we just get into the doldrums, or we get into a funk, and we get into a whatever, and we just have to remember, we got to unfunk it, because we got cool crap to do, and our kids are gonna be arriving in just 6 short weeks. We got cool stuff to do, we got cool things to plan, we got cool ideas to develop, so we gotta do it. It's gonna be fun.
I like it.
Yeah.
Unless your funk is like, let's get funky.
Some Atomic Dog.
No, like super, yeah, funkadelic. All right.
Question.
I'm no good at this.
That's okay.
I don't know why you keep me around. What can you do to create a more positive experience for your staff or your students?
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, I try to give as much student input as possible. I feel like the more they're allowed to speak up and speak out, it's going to be more positive. And then I can create experiences around what they're saying. But Adam Rogers said, make sure you know what you're doing before you try to share it with staff or students. Like, I have been guilty of that. I'm like, all right, guys, we're going to, you know, X, Y, Z, and then we realize, oh gosh, we had some prerequisites we should have done before that, you know?
We can only X.
We're only going to be able to U today.
I think that on the flip side of that, I would go a little further and say, but you don't have to know everything about that, whatever. But you do need to know what you're doing without knowing
exactly
everything. Yeah. I loved what Carrie Akins had to say. She is at C Akins 0101. Incorporate more games and adventure. Sean Trent taught me the brain craves novelty.
I love that. So have you ever watched Brain Games?
No.
On Netflix or Nat Geo?
I have not.
My kids are totally into this right now. And we met the guy down at iPad Blues, the host of the show. And he's got a whole list of other things. But, dude, the brain craves novelty, I think, is so true. My kids are gravitating towards this brain games over any of these cartoons or anything else right now. It's just different, and it tries to trick you, and they love it.
You know, those things that are different stick out in your mind.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
There's that.
There's that. Question 10, what do you do to share the positive stories of your district or class to re-energize your community about your school?
Okay, what on earth happened here? Do you see the show notes? I have nothing to share for question 10, yeah. 11, or 12.
Yeah, so apparently I keep you around for your stunning good looks.
Poor broom sauce. Nothing. Did I not finish this?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you tell everybody what you found, but try to share as I can.
I would go back to my standard please blog, for the love of God blog. Every teacher can do it. It'll take you about an hour to get it set up and at least workable, you know, to stumble through the different things. But once you do that, you can share the stories in your school. The more of us that share the stories that are going on in our school, the more that our communities know what's going on in our school, the better it is for all involved.
Yeah, I've got a class Twitter as well.
Nice.
And a class Instagram.
Nice.
Well, no, my Instagram is my Instagram, but I share a lot of my students on there because I feel like they really are mine. But I share it as much as possible. they love to be out there, first of all. You know, they love whenever they can see themselves. But the families love it, and they're sharing. Creates, like, part of me, I don't know, part of me feels like that's a double-edged sword, mm-hmm. showing off and showing all the positives. Because then I feel like the legislators will be like, well, look, we can, you know, cut $54 million again, right. And they're still doing great things.
Well, you know? I would advocate that you also share your struggles.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Share real life. But we continue to do amazing things with even more. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to get grumpy. Why are you leading me down the grumpy road?
Yeah. Sorry. No. Okay. So when did Linda Hassler-Reed have to say?
She is at Linda Hassler-Reed. She said social media helps tons. Weekly principles email to families focusing on successes. TSIN weekly info emails with nuts, bolts, info. I would piggyback on that and say an easy way to stay in touch with families that just have a phone number is the Remind, remind.com app and website.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Indeed.
Question 11. Your team? Who are your mentors that you depend on to re-energize you professionally, and why? So my mentors are Scott Hazelwood.
Oh, boy.
Vanessa Perez, Annie Beck, Jonathan Ashley, Wes Fryer. I mean, my peeps, oh, gosh, I better say Anthony Purcell. Like, I have...
Flores.
Ed... Josh Flores, Levi Patrick. I mean, I have to teach all grade levels and all subjects here, which is, you know, crazy. So I have kind of a ginormous mentor list depending on the subject or the grade level. And Okla Ed, really. I mean, shoot, Josh Flores tweeted out earlier this week, like, who are some people that should write a book that haven't, and put me in there, and as well as, you know, other people. But I tweeted back, I was like, man, Okla Ed loves some Okla Ed. Like, mm-hmm. we are edu heroes, mm-hmm. to each other. And I just appreciate my Okla Ed family. They are my mentors.
We're strong.
We are strong.
It's great.
How about you?
I would say, I don't want to leave anybody out. I would say,
I know, so hard.
That Okla Ed has really been important to me in a lot of ways. I mean, so important that I'm devoting a large body of work that will be published on it.
Well, and we do this where we talk about it even more.
Yeah, nobody's paying us to hang out for an hour.
But if you want to,
we Aaron Barnes in Tulsa, Oklahoma, make check payable to
Scott Hazelwood. we would love, obviously, you know.
Indeed. But we do it because of Okla Ed and because of the impact, obviously, that they've brought to us. And so I hate to leave anybody out there. I would say that my advisor, Tudelani Asino, I think he's at Tudelani, he's really challenging in a good way. When I come to him with something that I think is decent, he helps me see that it's not without making me feel that I'm the size of a minnow, but he helps me grow through that. You know, he's really encouraging that way. So was Susan Sainsbury. She was very similar. And then I follow some other guys out there in the real world. I really like, and we talked about a couple weeks ago, who's my gal in California that I like? Alice Keeler.
Yes.
I think she's really good. Dave Burgess is really good. Koros is really good. John Bennett's really good. And all those, none of those people are in Oklahoma.
Right.
I almost want to say by hashtag is where I get my mentors.
By different hashtags.
Yeah, by different hashtags, because you get strong people in all of those things.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard for me to single out just a single thing.
I really love who you found for this tweet that you're about to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
It is the sweetest single tweet I've ever seen in my life.
So it comes from Brian Hayes Buck. He's at bhayes72. His answer to his team is, my wife, Kristen, aww, who is a MBCT 2017 GHS, and I believe he's Western Oklahoma, so I'm guessing Guymon, but I can't say for sure, GHS Teacher of the Year and a Gold Star Teacher Award winner. She sets the bar high. And sounds like she's a keeper.
Yes.
Sounds like he may be a keeper too.
Yeah, that is just the sweetest. I love that his little mentor is his wife. Uh-huh. And I didn't mean little, but, you know, that is just really sweet to
me. That's pretty cool. So, Q12, how will you reinvest in yourself this summer to be more fulfilled and re-energize your how will you re-energize you mentally and physically and spiritually?
All right. So, my daughter and I are doing daily devotions. Nice. For her missions trip. That's my spiritual side.
Good. Try and pay closer attention because you said a potty word earlier.
You are calling me out. Dear Heavenly Father. No.
Mary full of grace.
Physically, I am doing hill climbs. Mm. I have some property here, and there is a big hill, rocky as a son of a gun, and I will do hill climbs on it, and in between each hill climb, push-ups. And mentally, I'm reading a book a month, and this month I'll actually get two in. I'm pretty excited. Nice. So, I've never done that before. I was a pretty big TV watcher. We cut TV out, a few years ago, but we still had Netflix, and then I kind of am giving that up a little bit too. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just reading this year. I really like that.
That's awesome.
Yep. How about you?
I'm going to reinvest in myself with ISTE. I think that's a really powerful conference, and I would encourage ISTE is the conference that I can point everything that I'm doing now back to. Like that's the genesis of Scott Hazelwood current status.
What are you going to go for then? You're doing everything you went for before. What mm-hmm. are you looking for this time?
I don't know. I'll know it when I see it. And that's terrible, right? Because you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan at ISTE. If you don't have a plan, you're sunk. And so I haven't put together my plan yet, but I do want to see, we're starting to incorporate some blended learning at our university. So I want to try and find as much of that as I can, and especially in higher ed. And we're also going to start offering some, online courses are in our future. I don't know where exactly. And so I want to see what other universities who are maybe in a similar situation to us that are just starting out, I would love to see if they have anything to share. And I'll probably wander the expo floor quite a bit. Not that I have a lot of money to spend, but you can also get ideas from the expo floor.
No, for sure. Well, and Annie and I spent a full day there last year.
In expo?
Yeah, and we were able to get so much swag.
Yeah.
And some of it we kept for ourselves because it was us, going mm-hmm, to get mm-hmm, them. Mm-hmm. But we were able
to... You did the hard work.
Yeah, we were able to make a lot of connections there and get some really cool things for iPad Palooza OU.
Oh, nice.
And some other giveaways. And so you can really go in there and do a lot. We each got a VR headset back there in the expo square last year. Nice. And so it's kind of fun in there. You make some good connections in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting. And we don't have a large budget for a lot of stuff, but there's always nuggets in there. And just to go back to what I was saying before I answered, ISTE for the price, I think it's like $400 for mm-hmm. attending. In my opinion, that's a bargain basement value price for what you can get at ISTE.
Yeah,
because it's sure. worth way more than $400. So if you are an administrator or you have access to some PD money, and you can get some staff there, somebody from your district there that can bring all this back and share. It is an amazing conference.
For show.
For show.
Favorite? What was your favorite question?
I just added mine in because I had it in the WordPress. But question 7, what will be your mantra? I think I think it's important as teachers that we kind of have that can be almost like our guidance. What am I going to come back to when the times are tough? What am I going to go back to when I'm super, super successful? What am I going to go back to when I'm climbing up the hill and, oh my gosh, is there a top to them? Am I going to peak and start down the other side, or am I just going to labor up forever? And I think if we've got that mantra... I think that's a big deal. By the way, I want to go back and share what Trey Kirkpatrick had to say on question 12. He said he just built a almost 2,000-piece Lego Saturn V model rocket.
Wow.
Now, that's cool.
That's really cool.
That's a big old Lego.
I like that he says he also needs to start running again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's
But that's like a side note, too. Whoa, 2,000 piece. That is wicked awesome.
Saturn V, baby. That took men to the moon.
Yeah.
Big deal. Do you have a favorite question?
Yes. Okay. My favorite question, and okay. Question 9, what can you do to create a more positive experience? And I like that question, but I almost feel that create didn't need to be all caps and underlined. I think what can you do to create more positive? And so I like that question if you put the emphasis on a different word.
Emphasis?
Emphasis.
I thought it was emphasis, but you're emphasizing.
Tomato, tomato, Scott.
Oh.
But what can you do?
What can you do?
Puts ownership on making change.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Boom sauce tweet of the night.
Mine goes to Kevin Heim. They have a district hashtag CPS Reds. So he said hashtag CPS Reds believe if we do not tell our story, someone else will.
Mm.
Bam.
That is good. And I'm just going to say boom right there because I didn't have another boom sauce. But Kevin is really good at being behind his teacher, behind his district. That is great. If we don't tell our story, someone else will.
I've shared that myself, and I am a firm believer in that. And it's just like if, as a teacher, chew on this, teachers. Here's an extra nugget. You know, if I Google you, what will I find? Are you controlling what people find on the internet? When you Google me, hopefully it takes you to my YouTube page or my blog or my Twitter account.
Right.
But if it doesn't take you to those things, then somebody else gets to tell your story, and I'm not cool with that. I'm going to do everything I can to tell my story.
If you Google me, you do see some of me, but you see a lot of my students, and I'm okay with that.
That's cool.
Yeah, nobody in the world knows. I mean, obviously, I'm the only one that would know that, oh, that's my kid, that's my kid. But I am pleased with what you see whenever you Google my name.
Bam sauce right there. That's important.
Yep. next week on the Okla Ed, we have Angela Clark Little.
Got us a mama bear.
I love her. She is not a teacher. She is not an administrator, but she is full on Okla Ed parenting style. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I like what she has to bring to the table. I wish we had more parents in there. She is really good, not only for advocating for her own two children in Okla Ed, but for advocating for Okla Ed to the legislature.
Yeah. She can be she's created a loud voice for herself, and I wouldn't say I always agree 100% with everything she says, but what she's doing is standing up for what she believes in, and I can totally get behind that.
Totally.
I mean, there's no other parent that's done that.
So her topic next week is partnering with parents for Okla Ed advocacy.
Okay, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
I bet.
And guess what?
You're going to go to the pool later today.
No. That chat is at 8 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, like it is every Sunday.
Yes.
Okla Ed is every Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes.
Just like it, no matter when you listen to this podcast, the chat will be...
Or when we put out the podcast.
The chat will be on Sunday, coming up.
Yep.
How about that?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, educators. You know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
Oh, Aaron.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Okay.